And some of America's top tech companies, they are now urging the U.S. government to curtail its spying program. This is a rare move that tech executives have sent a letter to President Obama and Congress saying there's an urgent need to curtail the spying, which the companies say is actually hurting their bottom line.
Yeah, a lot of people say those companies collect a lot of information on you, but they say the government's doing worse. The National Security Agency's massive snooping program, of course, came to light when documents leaked by that man there, the former NSA contractor, Edward Snowden, revealed the interactions between tech companies and the NSA. Evan Perez joins us now from Washington. It's an interesting move by these tech companies. They've taken a hit in some overseas markets like China. How can companies that have staked their reputations on the ability to safeguard people's information start to assure their customers overseas that their information is secure if the NSA can poke in the back door?
Well, Michael, that's what's worrying executives of some of the biggest tech companies in the United States. Facebook, Apple, Twitter, Google, and Microsoft. They're all asking the government to help pull back some of the NSA surveillance programs. The challenge for these companies is that they are required by law to help the NSA do surveillance. Now, what Edward Snowden has exposed over the last few months are several programs that allow the NSA to access vast amounts of private information. The NSA says it is to prevent terrorism, but often that data is being collected on people who don't have any connection to terrorism. And that's the reason why you see these companies asking the government to change the law so the companies can in fact protect their customers' privacy. Now, here's what they had to say in their letter that they sent out today. The balance in many countries has tipped too far in favor of the state and away from the rights of the individual, rights that are enshrined in our Constitution. This undermines the freedoms we all cherish. It's time for change.